Hi everyone, welcome to Boss Talks with A, Growing Through It, the podcast. I am so glad to be back for this episode. So for this episode, we're going to get into branding and how you should go the correct way on branding with your business. I see many people get branding mixed with having a logo. Your logo is just the image or the wording that makes your brand pop, but branding is your actual story. So what is branding? Branding is the marketing practice of actively shaping your brand. Now, your brand is what tells your story, why you started your business or your project. It just puts everything together and why you want to make a difference in the world. Now, under branding, it's your logo, your colors, images, taglines. Anything that has to be attached to your brand is what you come up with. So the first thing is, a lot of people think that when they start a business, they just need a logo and that's all. No. When starting a brand, from the logo, there are so many details that go into planning and bringing your vision to life. For example, when I started Boss Talks with A, I just wanted something that was just simple and plain. I could throw the logo on any of my content that I create, but it spoke out to me because I did Boss Talks with A, socialize, educate, and collaborate. Meaning I want Boss Talks with A to be a networking experience where businesses come together. I also give you resources, give you a lot of tips that help when running a business or starting a business. AMO Consulting, that's more on a deeper end of actually doing product development, brand development, full website design. With Boss Talks with A, I'm guiding you to the right steps in the right direction to go. I'm guiding you in the right direction to go on how to start your business. Now with the logo, some people, they love to use an image. Me, I like simple. I like to do wording because it's just so easy to put on any type of content, any type of stationery. Like, print is easy. It's easier and more affordable when just having wording. It's less colors. You don't have to pay for this because this color is this. This because of that. All that good stuff. But next is the logo, and then you go to your color. The colors is the fun part because I use a website where I play around with different color palettes. I can mix and match. I could even upload an image and they'll pull the colors from it, and I can create my own palette, which is so fun. There's plenty of apps, but the apps I use, I'm going to tag it in the info box that I use so you guys can download it. It's Android and Apple. So that's a good thing. And then comes images. Images is with branding, with my images, I like to do mood boards of where I want to go. And that's where you can kind of play around with how you want your content to look. Images help with bringing out what your vision is, like what you want people to see in the brand and what you want to continue to see. Now, taglines, a lot of people have a lot of taglines. I'm not that well with taglines, but I got Growing Through It. Boss Talks with A, Going Through It. That's a tagline that I did for the podcast, which I use now where I can put on merchandise, which is also, we just dropped our merchandise last week. So that'll be available as well. I'm going to add that link in the bio. So taglines are, if you want to have a tagline to your business where people are like, okay, I get it. It's catchy. Branding is so fun. It's just the most fun part of when starting a business because you get to play around with different looks, different fonts, just everything. So you can have about 5 examples of where you want to go. And I'm telling you, out of those 5 that you choose, the one, there's always going to be that one that steps out. It's going to take maybe a little process to get through to say, okay, this is the one I like. But I'm telling you, when you're planning and just playing around with different colors, different fonts, different images, different looks, it's just so fun because at the end, you work so hard to get to this moment where you can say, okay, this is the one that I'm gonna rock with. So that's another thing. So also with branding comes with, after you started the business and you're in motion with doing work, your customer service, what are you known for? There's a lot of people who start a business and they don't think about business etiquette. They don't think about how they should act, how they should run it, how are you gonna run your business from day to day? So with me, I always tell people to make sure that your customer service is A1. Yes, you will get that batch of people who will just, they're just gonna be that customer that you can't satisfy, but never step out of character unless you have to. I don't tell people that the customer is always right, because sometimes the customer is not always right and they wanna abuse that power. I don't have a problem with telling someone off, declining services. I do not have a problem at all with that. You're not gonna stress me out on something that I love doing and I'm being professional at, and you're just, you know, giving me attitude and to treat me nasty, I will decline you in a hot second. So just make sure your customer service and that you remain professional all the time. There's going to be some times where, you know, you're going to have to step out of that, put the professionalism aside, and have to check somebody, because people will try you, and some people don't understand that you started this business, you built this business, and no one is going to disrespect you. Okay, so just remember that, and always remember that the impact that you will leave on people after they've, you know, purchased something for you or you've done a service for them, you want people to leave and remember how they were treated, because I'm telling you, I always remember when I'm being treated right and well. I recommend people that, listen, this person does XYZ. You know, I recommend you go to them because they're good. They're growing as a business. I want to keep bringing good people, good vibes to people who deserve it, instead of the people who are nasty and, you know, you feel as though you're wasting your time. Just remember to how you want to be treated. Remember how to treat your customer. Branding comes with your story. Why did you start the business? What was the reason why you started the business? You know, you want to ask these questions as you're planning and writing, because you will always have your solution to people's problems. For example, Boss Talks with A, I want to be the solution of just resources and networking. I want to be able to, this girl works in the hair industry, you work in the nail industry. Oh, they've both been talking about opening up a salon. Boom, I could hook you two together. There you go. Now you guys are running a salon where the nail tech can hire more nail techs and the hairstylists can hire more hairstylists. You see how, like, it just works. It just works. That's why I don't burn bridges with anybody. I keep that door open just a little bit, just in case I need to walk back in and say, hey, you know, I met somebody that's been trying to find, you know, a nail tech to open up a salon. I feel as though you're the perfect person for this. And that's how people network. I would just want to network and grow so many businesses and connect so many people that need the help or support or just don't know where to go. So that's what I'm always on, like, just helping people, supporting people, being that missing piece to piece everything together. When branding, just always remember that you want to leave an impact, you want to share your story, why you started, and don't forget to tell yourself why you're doing this, because some people lose the momentum of why they're doing it and they just only think about, oh, I just want quick money. No, because quick money, it runs out fast, and now you're looking for the next quick thing just to keep going. Love the industry that you're in. Love what you're doing. Don't ever forget why you started. Until I talk to you guys again, have a blessed day. Stay strong. You're gonna grow through it. Keep going. Don't let nobody tell you anything different.